This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a hot mic moment, shows his growing frustration with Netanyahu over the Gaza humanitarian crisis. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As the president greeted lawmakers on the House floor, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett urged him to keep up the pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told him.
The president saying he and Netanyahu are going to have a come to Jesus meeting. An aide then quietly told the president the mics were still on. The president's been more public about his frustration with the Israeli government's unwillingness to allow more aid into Gaza and aired it during the speech, calling on Israel to do more in alleviating Gaza's suffering.
Humanitarian assistance cannot be a secondary consideration. Or a bargaining chip.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba said Friday that his country needs unrestricted, timely arms supplies to fight Russia's invading forces. With more, here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba spoke at a gathering that included the foreign ministers of three Baltic states and France.
What is required is an unrestricted and timely supply of all types of weapons and ammunition to ensure that Ukraine beats Russia and the war in Europe does not spill over.
With a war against Russia now in its third year, Ukraine is critically dependent on economic and military support from its Western allies. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories,